Welcome. Today we're discussing an incredibly exciting topic, the gold rush surrounding OpenAI's brand new image generation API.
I'm practically vibrating with excitement. What makes this API such a game changer?
Well, think about it. Suddenly, creating high-quality images is accessible to anyone with a laptop and an internet connection. The barrier to entry has been obliterated. This is especially huge for ads, because as our guest Jacob Posel points out, ads are where the real money is.
So we're talking about a potential explosion of AI-generated ads? Fascinating.
Exactly. And Jacob, who's flown all the way from Australia to San Francisco to dive headfirst into this AI revolution, highlights the massive demand from marketers for tools that can churn out high-quality ad creatives quickly and at scale.
He's not wrong. Ad platforms are increasingly rewarding volume and variety, but creating all that content manually is a nightmare. So, AI is the perfect solution.
Absolutely. And it's not just ads. Jacob and I were brainstorming a ton of ideas, from Ghiblify Me apps to apps that show you what you'd look like with different hairstyles, or even what your future baby might look like.
I love the baby one. So many people would be into that. That's pure emotional gold right there. It's tapping into something primal.
You're spot on. In fact, I was so inspired, I bought the domain name rightsizeme.com on the spot. Imagine an app that shows you what you'd look like if you lost weight. That's a huge market.
Brilliant. It's all about tapping into those primal desires. What about the technical side of things? What did Jacob say about prompt engineering and best practices?
Great question. He stressed the importance of reference images, especially for ads. For instance, if you love a competitor's ad, you can feed it to the AI along with your product image, and boom, you've got a personalized ad ready to go.
That's so smart. It's like remixing existing creative genius. What about using Sora versus ChatGPT for image generation?
Jacob's a big fan of Sora. It generates multiple images in parallel, giving you more choices, and he believes the image quality is superior. Plus, Sora's explore page is a gold mine of inspiration. He recommends scrolling through it to get those creative juices flowing.
That's good advice. Did he talk about any specific business models?
We discussed partnering with existing ad agencies. They already have the clients, the trust, and the distribution channels. You could provide them with the AI image generation expertise and split the profits. It's a win-win.
I see. So instead of going directly to brands, you'd become a secret weapon for the agencies? Clever.
Precisely. Or another idea is to build a Sora-like wrapper specifically for ad agencies, charging a monthly subscription fee for unlimited image generation.
That's an interesting alternative. Did you guys discuss micro-personalization at all?
Yes. Jacob believes this API unlocks a whole new level of granular targeting. Imagine tailoring ads not just to demographics, but to incredibly specific micro-personas. It could revolutionize marketing.
Wow, the possibilities are endless. Any final thoughts from Jacob?
He emphasized the importance of focus. It's easy to get distracted by all the shiny new AI tools, but he's committed to doubling down on one project and seeing it through. Wise words. And on that note, we've reached the end of our podcast. Be sure to follow Jacob on Twitter at Jacob_Posel. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.